Here's a good question dealing with the Holy Spirit. Are we supposed to worship the Holy Spirit or recognize Him in our prayers? This is an excellent question. We find in Scripture instances and instructions about worshiping God the Father or God the Son, but we do not find any occasion where the Holy Spirit is worshiped. John 4:23 speaks of worship of the Father, and that says, "But the hour cometh and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship Him." We have the words of the Lord Jesus in John 5:23, that all men should honor the Son even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son honoreth not the Father which hath sent him. And these are just two examples of the Father and the Son being worshipped. In all of the Scriptures, we do not find any instance where we are instructed to worship or pray to the Spirit. In all the prayers that are found in the Bible, not one of them is addressed to the Holy Spirit. In fact, it's the work of the Spirit to guide us in our prayers, as we read in Romans 8:26. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. We have in Scripture the instruction to pray to the Father, through the Son, by the Spirit. The Lord Jesus said in John 15:16, "Whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, He may give it to you." We have this truth repeated in Ephesians 2:18, where speaking of the Son, it says, "For through Him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father." Access to the Father through Christ by the Spirit. Let's be clear about one thing. The Holy Spirit is God. He is not just an influence or outpouring of the power of God. The Holy Spirit is part of the divine Trinity, which is composed of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So what is the Spirit's role in the world today? As the Lord Jesus prepared His disciples to carry on after His death, resurrection, and ascension to heaven, He told them of the coming of the Holy Spirit. In John 16:13-14, we have the Lord Jesus saying this, "Howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth, for He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak. And He will show you things to come. He shall glorify Me, for He shall receive of Mine, and shall show it unto you." Notice that the Spirit's function is to glorify the Son. He did not come to glorify or draw attention to Himself. We cannot overemphasize the importance of the Holy Spirit. He leads us, He strengthens us, He teaches us, He is our comforter, He glorifies the Son. The list goes on and on. We should be so thankful for the Holy Spirit. However, instead of praising the Holy Spirit, I find it much more scriptural to praise the Father for the Spirit that He has sent into the world to lead us into truth and to glorify the Lord Jesus.